and his name through faith in his name. Let me ask you a question. What's in a name? What's in a name? Brother Charlie, it's just a name. Oh, no, no, no. Listen, church family. We need a revival. Said, Brother Charlie, keep using that word revival. I'm going to. I'm going to keep using it because it's what we need. We need a revival of recognition of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you have your name, maybe you even have a nickname, but you know from Genesis through Revelation, the name of Jesus Christ is spoken about over and over and over. In every book, it's speaking about Him. Whether it uses the name Jesus or not, there are names of Christ and names that were prophesied about Christ. And there's no name like His name, and there's power in His name. Notice what it said in 16, and His name, through faith in His name, hath made this man strong. Peter knew the one he was talking about. Peter was claiming the power of the one he knew. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and this is the one that hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, it came from Christ, hath given him, the lame man, this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He's called the Adam in 1 Corinthians 15:45. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. I'm glad it doesn't stop with the first Adam. Come on now. I'm glad for the last Adam. Speaking of Christ, He died on Calvary's cross. He's our advocate, 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, church family, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's almighty in Revelation 1:8. He's which is to come, the Almighty. He's Alpha and Omega in Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's the Amen in Revelation 3:14. He's the apostle of our profession, Hebrews 3:1. He's the arm of the Lord, Isaiah. Hebrews 12:2. He's the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5:9. He's the beginning of the creation of God in Revelation 3:14. He's the beloved Son in Matthew 12:18. He's the blessed and only potentate, 1 Timothy 6:15. He's the branch in Isaiah 4:2. He's the bread of life in John 6:32. He's the captain of our salvation in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 10. I'm not listening to, depending on some earthly captain. I've got the captain of my salvation. He's the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. He's the Christ of God, Luke chapter 9 and verse 20. He's the consolation of Israel, Luke 2:25. The cornerstone, Psalm 118:22. He's counselor, Isaiah 9:6. He's creator, John 1:1 and John 1:3. He's the day spring, Luke 1:78. He's the deliverer, Romans 11:26. The desire of the nations, Haggai 2:7. He's the door, aren't you glad for that, John 10:7. He's elect of God, Isaiah 42:1. He's the faithful witness, Revelation 1:5. First and the last, Revelation 1:17. First begotten, Revelation 1:5. Forerunner, Hebrews 6:20. He's the glory of the Lord in Isaiah 40 and verse 5. He's God, Isaiah 40 and verse 3. He's God blessed, Romans 9:5. He's the good shepherd, John 10 and 11. He's the governor in Matthew 2 and verse 6. He's our great high priest, Hebrews 4:14. He's the head of the church, Ephesians 1:22. He's the heir of all things, Hebrews 1:2. He's the holy child, Acts 4:27. He's the holy one, Acts 3:14. He's the holy one of God, Mark 1:24. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the holy one of Israel, Isaiah 41:14. He's the horn of our salvation, Luke 1:69. He is I am in John 8:58. He's the image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Emmanuel, Isaiah 4:7 and verse 14. He's Jehovah, Isaiah 26:4. Jesus, Matthew 1:21. Jesus of Nazareth, Matthew 21:11. He's the judge of Israel, Micah 5:1. He's the just one, Acts 7:52. He's king, Zechariah 9:9. He's king of the ages, 1 Timothy 1:17. He's king of the Jews, Matthew 2:2. He's king of kings, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15. He's king of the saints, Revelation 15:3. He's the lawgiver in Isaiah 33:22. He's the lamb in Revelation 13:8. Lamb of God, John 1:29. He's our leader and commander, Isaiah 55 and verse 4. He's the life in John 14:6. He's the light of the world in John 8:12. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah in Revelation 5:5. He's Lord of all, Acts 10:36. He's Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 2:8. He's Lord of lords, 1 Timothy 6:15. He's Lord of our righteousness, Jeremiah 23:6. He's the man of sorrows, Isaiah 53:3. He's the mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5. He's our mediator. He's the message of the covenant, Malachi 3:1. He's Messiah, Daniel 9:25 and John 1:41. He's the mighty God of Isaiah 9:6. He's the mighty one of Isaiah 60 and verse 16. He's the morning star, Revelation 22:16. He's the Nazarene, Matthew 2:23. He's the only begotten son, John 1:18. He's our Passover, 1 Corinthians 5:7. He's the Prince of Life, Acts 3:15. He's Prince of Kings, Revelation 1:5. He's Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. He's the prophet in Luke 24 and verse 19 and Acts 3:22. He's Redeemer, Job 19 and 25. He's the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. He's my rock, 1 Corinthians 10:4. He's the root of David, Revelation 22:16. He's the rose of Sharon, Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 1. He's the seed of the woman, Genesis 3:15. He's the shepherd and bishop of our souls, 1 Peter 2:25. He's Shiloh, talked about in Genesis 49 and verse 10. He's son of the blessed in Mark 14:61. He's son of David in Matthew 1:1. He's son of God in Matthew 2 and verse 15. He's son of the highest in Luke 1:32. He's the son of righteousness with healing in his wings, Malachi 4:2. He's the true light of John 1:9. He's the true vine of John 15:1. He's the truth in John 1:14. He's the witness, Isaiah 55:4. He's the word, John 1:1. He's the word of God, Revelation 19:13. And you hear me, he's wonderful. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. He's never lost his power. He's never lost his strength. He's the same Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's that name. That's the name that we need to have faith in. Don't trust me, and I don't trust you, but I trust that name because he is the Lord Jesus Christ.